for 8 days without. This was the second time. The first time we the new baby was after coming home and she was only a few days old. The light was out for a full week that time. Our bottles had to be brought down to Manorhampton and sterilised them. We had to buy ordinary made-up bottles because you couldn't make bottles because the thing for making the bottles has worked. The bottle, you know. You know what I'm talking about, the bottle maker. That's electric. So we had to take the, and they were $7.75 per one. We had to buy about, she was taking six of them in the day now, at that the second time. And they had to be taken out of them bottles because there's no taps on the bought bottles and put them into the sterilised bottles and bring our clothes away down to the laundrette and get them washed. All that had to be done. The house was perished because you couldn't put a, our heating is a range and it's worked, the radiators has worked up and you couldn't light it because with the boiler on the back, so it all would burst. And we had to put up with it anyway.
And what do you hope to see out of tonight's meeting?
Well, I hope to see that the forestry, I blame for it, because every time there comes a few blasts, a wind, our light is gone because the forestry is over there and the wind blows the trees down on top of the wires. And it'd have to be all cut away in from under the wires and keep the wires free, I think, in the ports.
Yeah. And these storms are becoming more and more frequent.
Yes, yesterday again we had no light. Went out just tomorrow at 6 o'clock. I came back at 11:30. I went out again at 12:30 and I wasn't back at 3:30. This is the third time now inside a few weeks.